Well, good evening, everybody. Good evening and welcome to Bethel Baptist Church and our evening service as we begin the process of winding down this blessed and glorious day in the presence of the Lord. We're going to open up this evening with hymn number 178, The Bible Stands. Hymn 178, first and last stanza. With the lights up. The Bible stands every test, we give it for its author is divine. By grace alone I expect to live it and to prove it and make it mine. The Bible stands, though the hills may tumble, it will firmly stand. When the earth shall crumble, I will plant my feet on its firm foundation, for the Bible stands. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your divine grace and mercy, for the greatness of your love and your compassion, for your divine presence in our lives, and for the hope of eternal life, that through faith in Christ, we would be strengthened. Other requests. Mary. 181. That's a new one. Thank you.
Okay, what else would you like to sing this evening? Yes.
340.
340. Ralph?
270.
The Haven of Rest. My soul inside was out on life's sea, so burdened with sin and distress, till I heard a sweet voice saying, make me your choice, and I entered the haven of rest. I've anchored my soul in the haven of rest. I'll sail the white seas no more. Tempest may sweep, or the wild storm is deep. In Jesus, I'm safe evermore. To I yield giving myself to His tender embrace, in faith taking hold of the Word. My fetters fell off and I anchored my soul. The haven of rest is my Lord. I've anchored my soul in the haven of rest. I'll sail the wide seas no more. The tempest may sweep, or the wild storm may deep. In Jesus I'm safe evermore. The song of my soul since the Lord made me whole has been the old story so blessed, of Jesus who will save, whosoever will have a home in the haven of rest. I've anchored my soul in the haven of rest. I'll sail the wide seas no more. The tempest may sweep, or the wilds will be deep. In Jesus I'm safe evermore. For, oh, come to the Savior, He patiently waits to save by His power divine. Say, my beloved is mine. I've anchored my soul in the haven of rest. I'll sail the wide seas no more. The tempest may sweep, or the wild storm be deep. In Jesus I'm safe evermore.
Got another one? Darlene.
259.
The rock that is higher than I. Got time for at least one more. We got any requests, recommendations? Wayne, 442. I got an affirmative from Wayne and a maybe from Lee. So Was that a maybe or a yes? You got one.
Oh, yeah, no, I do have
one. Okay. It's okay to say, praise the Lord, I got it. Praise Him. 442. Okay, Lee.
I think it's
337.
337. Yes.
You did that this. 337. Teach me thy way, O Lord.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, Tae Young. Let's turn to Psalm number 1. Psalm number 1 is one of those blessed psalms that challenges us and evaluates where do we stand, what is important to us. Psalm 1. Blessed is a man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the path of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law he meditates day and night. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that brings forth its fruit in its season, whose leaf also shall not wither, and whatever he does shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind drives away. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knows the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. Blessed is the word of God. Lee?